Hello, and welcome to this edition of Abiding Joy. I'm a pastor, Patricia Reap, and I serve St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Coatesburg, Illinois. Our reading for today comes from the Gospel of St. Luke, the first chapter, beginning at verse 73. This was the oath that you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship without fear, holy and righteous before you, all the days of our lives. How wonderful it is to be able to come to God's house and to worship Him. We don't have to come under the cover of night or fear of criminal retaliation. We're free to come and worship, and God welcomes us to come and worship in His house. He welcomes us to come and gather with our brothers and sisters as we walk together in faith, because together we are stronger, and we can learn together from each other, and it helps keep us in the way of Christ. I was so excited after COVID, some of the restrictions lifted, and we could gather again for worship in our sanctuary. That first Sunday morning was just rowdy. People came together to see each other for the first time in a couple months, 2-3 months. They were happy to see each other. They were catching up with each other. And it was noisy. And it was wonderful. People came with glad hearts. They came to see each other, yes, but to be able to worship and to be able to worship in the sanctuary. There is something special about being in your own sanctuary, to be in that place where you come, where you gather to worship. I've always had a fascination with sanctuaries and how they are all built differently, and yet there are some things about them that are very similar. Some of them have these beautiful picture windows, and the one here at St. Peter's has a picture of the woman at the well talking to Jesus, that living water that He offered to give her. Used to go by my home church in South Carolina. It had these beautiful open windows at the back, and I could see the eternal flame in it. And it always gave me comfort to know. It's always good on a Sunday morning or whenever you have your worship times to be able to come and gather to worship God without fear that someone's going to break in and arrest you, without the fear that you're going to be taunted for your beliefs, because God promises us that. Now, He doesn't promise that all the times of our lives are going to be easy, but for us that live in America right now, we do. We have a lot of freedom to worship where we choose. We have all these different denominations, all these different churches throughout the place. People used to say that we have God's church has a people, but God's people have a church, and that church extends beyond the walls of the sanctuary. We gather sometimes in parks. We gather in community buildings. We gather in different places to worship God. How great and wonderful to sing His praises, to sing the hymns that we've sung for years, or maybe sing a new one that's especially appealing to our faith. We come to hear God's word, to pray, to celebrate and to console one another, to join each other in the journey. And God surrounds us with brothers and sisters who come to worship as well. We are thankful that God made this promise to us, that we could be free and we could come and worship without fear. Let us thank God for that promise and for that opportunity as we go about our week, and hopefully as we go to church at the next appointed time. Let us pray. Good and faithful God, You promised us a place where we could worship You without fear. We come to our sanctuaries at the appointed times and worship You. We sing Your praises. We pray. We hear Your word. We join each other in their journeys. Lord, help us each day to be Your people in this world, to worship You, to honor You, to praise You without fear, knowing that You empower us to do just that. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Again, thank you for joining us. I'm Pastor Patricia Reap, and this has been Abiding Joy.